Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hello. They's and them's, us's and y'all's. Welcome back to the All in One Podcast. Right.
I said I was about to say something.
I pretty much just said everybody. Yeah. He's about to start excluding niggas. Like, yo, if you one of these,
cats and dogs.
Right, though. Welcome back, y'all. We're trying to keep this thing back up for y'all, like the second round, you know what I'm saying, with no water. You know what I'm saying? Like, we back. This episode 4, season 2.
That was crazy.
Wait, what you say?
Analogy was crazy.
Oh, nah, right? That analogy was crazy, though, bro. Like, I'm surprised that slid as smooth as it did, but, like, that's all right, though. I ain't asking for no pity laughs. But fuck all the noise, bro. Do y'all feel safe, bro? Like, honestly, do y'all feel safe? Let me ask y'all a question, bro. Do y'all feel safe?
I feel safe as ever, bro.
You do? As a young black man in the U.S. barely.
Yeah, that's barely. That's the normal right there. You barely feel safe.
Yeah. Like, safe is an illusion, bro. Like, it's just the safety is relative too, because like you safe. Yeah, ain't nobody trying to kill me, but like. What if a plane just blasts through my office right now, bro? Like,
what deems you safe? You know what I'm saying? Like,
shit, the fact that I'm inside, nobody know where I really live.
Because
like, people do know where you live. Like, but like, safe to me is like, I'm not worried right now.
Yeah. You can say that.
Like, because when I step out of the house, literally, I could not be safe at any moment, to be honest. But like, right now, I feel safe in here.
At any moment.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I could be taking the garbage out, bro. The raccoons in my neighborhood is like that, bro. Like, safety is very relative to the situation. Like, the suburbs, if you want, these raccoons is gangster. And it's a combo. It's a skunk and a raccoon that really, like, running together.
That's crazy.
Yeah, garbage should be on the porch fucking with me, boy. Nah, I ain't but like I was thinking about safety because like if y'all feel safe, is it white niggas' turn to not feel safe?
Honestly, with them shootings, bro, that's wild.
I know, right there. You still took that controversial turn, but fuck it. Now that we here, bro, I didn't say like I guess if you it's gonna be a tough one, but I'm gonna go for it. I guess if you like a 7-year-old in some rural piece of shit town with like a lot of depressed young men in it.
You're not safe,
but for the most part, overall on your day to day, you feel kind of safe, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, you shouldn't. You shouldn't, bro. They shooting presidents, bro. They playing Call of Duty out here, bro.
Seven-year-old just
car 98 and shit, bro. Like,
right.
Bro, speaking of the car 98, did y'all see the video, bro?
Yeah,
the video was wild, bro. He was up there solo, bro. Shout out to those bosses, though.
What I don't understand is how was they allowing that shit to happen? It should have been a perimeter and all that other shit. Like I was saying earlier, bro, I'm about to get into it. You feel me? Like I was saying earlier, bro, something ain't right about that shit. They asked, "Oh, would you have taken that for you if you was a listen?" To be honest, anybody would do some shit, crazy shit like that. To be honest, niggas done stage all types of shit, and yeah, I don't know how they allow that shit to happen. And for you to miss a headshot, I don't know, man. I really don't know, I hear it in his voice.
What wouldn't happen on my watch?
I ain't saying that. I'm just like, shit.
Got the wrong niggas out there.
If you put that sight on somebody's head, bro, I mean, you could get some wind deflection, but it ain't gonna deflect that much.
I don't think he was that far away though. Like,
it was
like,
it that
was
windy?
No, I think
oh,
it was like 130 yards out.
It was clean. Bro, that's a clean shot, bro. I don't know how you missed that with a sniper. Or a
19-year-old kid, I get 19, 20-year-old kid though. Like, he looked kind of brittle anyway. That kick pride, that recoil sent this little ass.
That kick.
No.
To Charles' point, they supposed to canvas that whole area.
Yeah, for sure. Like, but like a large chunk of the air. Like, but I don't know how like how crazy the Secret Service get, because recently now they're saying they upping it a lot now because of this, of course. But like, he's not a president, he's just a candidate. Candidates didn't used to be like ops like that.
Yeah.
Like they
Yeah, you can say that.
Think about it. This is probably the most polarizing candidate. And, like, we're not specifically political, bro. But, like, this nigga's a social media figure, bro. Like, he's not even just a politician, bro. Like,
he was the president. You feel me? So he, like, oh, if he get another term, he, like, no, let me get this nigga the fuck up.
Yeah, but, like, how much of a Secret Service detail can you expect to give to every ex-president, bro? The ex-presidents do have Secret Service. It's probably, like, one or two. You, like, for the operation you talk about, you would need, like, a 10-man team to really be camped out, plus, like, four next to you on stage.
What talking about Trump, though? Like,
yeah. Like, but, like, maybe that I don't know, but the rules may just not work that way. You're an ex-president, bro. You're not about to get unlimited Secret Service. Oh, but now they are, though.
Yeah, that's crazy. Man,
bro. He probably got his own security.
Yeah, I would assume so. I would assume he would have the access to security, but to think, bro, I know he think he untouchable after this, bro. Like, oh, bro, like, this just bagged him one of the biggest wins of the century, bro. Like,
or you can look at it like that, or you can look at it as this just helps Biden's case to try and de-arm everybody.
Yeah.
But you're in Pennsylvania, though.
They ain't taking my guns.
The rules of Pennsylvania is way different from rules in New Jersey. It's a Commonwealth, bro. So them niggas exercise that Second Amendment in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you know.
But you gotta realize, bro, they don't
exercise that shit out here, too.
They'll bend the rules.
It's different.
Like it.
What happened?
What state was it that happened in? Anybody know what state that was in?
That was Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you're the butler of Pennsylvania, bro. Niggas could walk around, guns out, saying hi to each other. Like,
what allowed the guy to even get in with the weapon?
Them letting him in.
Right, the perimeter has, like what y'all said, the perimeter has to be better than that. Like, you can't be doing shit like that.
But how much space were they working with? Like, what was their
goal? Bro, it was
like I don't know how much
it was.
How much security does a rally have, bro? Like,
how much security does a rally have? Football field away.
Yeah, bro, that's a pretty far shot. Like,
yo, that kid that they said that did it, he went to a Jewish school. I'm trying to think of the name, bro. Just give me a minute, bro. Let me find the facts.
Yeah, bro, that must have went to basic training too, because like for nobody to 130 yard shot to miss by what, 2 inches? That's kind of like he kind of Uda for real, like. He wasn't like no like veteran. He was 20 years old. Given like they be shooting guns out there since they was 10. So like what motherfuckers be having aim.
He was
not for nothing. I mean, the whole situation a little weird, but outside of how he got there, if it was really, I feel like if it was really a hit, they would have had more than one shooter there.
Yeah, he probably.
How many presidential assassinations attempts have there been in the history of the U.S.? I think it was like 6 or something like that.
Probably. You got Lincoln.
Yeah,
and then only like 4 actually got killed.
4 went off, yeah.
But with most of them, it was always more than one shooter.
He probably just crashed out.
Maybe he was solo, though. Like,
that's what I'm saying. That's what make it.
Look, hypothetically, hypothetically, it's not hard to like it's not hard to like learn about his rat, the route he rallying on, find the location. If you're in a place that easily got access to guns, just go buy a rifle, throw your ass in the woods for a couple hours, learn how to shoot it, and then just camp up somewhere where you know it's gonna be. Yeah, I get it. Like, what? I don't know. Maybe I'm just imagining, but it don't seem like it's that hard. 130 meter shot. It's like camping like a block away at some good locations, like a nice size block away. Like 130 meters is like almost from where the store was to like from where the towel store was all the way to the corner, bro. Yeah. Maybe like that's a nice shot, bro. Like
130 meters is not far at all.
Mute man.
Yeah, right. I guess you would know.
Now I'm telling you, when I was in the army, the closest shot was 100 meters.
It was an easy shot.
100 meters was dumb close. So I could imagine how it looked from his perspective. Like 130, that shit ain't nothing either.
Oh, so he don't got it then.
If his vision was at 70 frames a minute, I mean 70 frames a second.
He had glasses, bro. Shit took a couple frames off. No, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Look, bro, I gotta pull a picture of this nigga up, bro. Because if you look at him, he kind of look a little off. His face kind of crooked. Like,
yeah,
they turned that boy into soup, from what I heard. Yeah,
it's cool what you got on these people. They gotta be prepared. Like,
oh, man.
Should be sad.
Soup ain't the word,
bro. they turned that nigga into Swiss cheese, boy.
I think they really don't even want him they don't want him to be president.
I honestly, I don't know, bro. I don't got no preference on whether he become president or not. I know.
I actually do think he's gonna win.
Look at this nigga, bro.
Turn that
chum. Look at this shit, bro. This nigga
looked like a cool shooter.
He liked the really do though. He got that face.
They say he was having a bully in high school.
He looked like he was whooping his ass, boy.
That's crazy.
Damn,
bro. This one, his chin. Nah, let me stop, bro. This nigga, he gone now, so it don't matter. But look what you created, though, bro. This nigga like the white Tupac right here, bro.
Like a tyrant, bro. Look at him, bro.
Like, shit.
He put up the
I know, right? That shit feel kind of nasty watching him do that, bro. Like, yeah, bro. Let me take this down, bro. Like, yeah, you out of pocket, man. Like, white dude, bro. Get your shot up, bro, in the next life, bro.
Yeah, right.
Get your shot up in the next life, bro. You'll get one moment at that, bro, before they turn your ass to bubble wrap.
We got one shot.
Lighting your ass on fire. Oh, yeah, bro. Like I said, that's why I was asking, do y'all feel safe, bro? Because ex president could get touched. We definitely
imagine some locals, bro.
Right. And for the record, we are not sponsored by Twisted Tea, okay? They have not reached out at all to give us any kind of like endorsement opportunity. We have done nothing but stick by these people like from the very start, okay? So I would hope half and half. Half and half, bro.
I heard that Twisted Tea.
Half and half, bro. I would drop my low, but I'll accept the pallet, split it with the team.
All you listeners, hashtag Twisted Tea.
Right. Like, we try to run something up, man. We can give y'all a better experience if y'all help boost our experience, bro. Like, honestly, the more we drink, the more outlandish the shit we gonna say is gonna be. To be honest, it's only gonna be crazier, bro.
Shit, but, that's why I send us all a case a month.
I'm telling
you. Here y'all go.
Nah, just ship me in a pallet. I'll split it with the guys. That's like 5-6 cases a piece, bro. It's gonna be liquid on these podcasts. Anybody got any other relevant news, bro? Nope. Just like I thought. Okay. More importantly, how do y'all feel about, I don't know if we talked about, we might have missed the episode this week. Ronnie is in the NBA, okay? And some of us don't believe he's going to be as good as projected. And I don't know a lot about 55th picks, bro. It's probably the first 55th pick I ever. I got a feeling this nigga's gonna be ass, bro.
Like, no, he not.
Nah, he got good game.
If we compare him to his father,
he ain't gonna be that good. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm not gonna compare to his father.
He's a baller, bro. He know how to play ball, bro. He'll need to make every shot, but he make up for everything else, bro. He get blocks, he get fucking steals, he get rebounds, he get assists. Especially from
looking for that LeBron James jeans to kick in. That's
it's quiet for that. I know we know.
No, it can happen. If he get his shot better, he's a good player. If he make that 1 out of 8 and make it.
No. It's not 1 out of 8. He has not made a 3. I don't think in this professional run. So
it's all right because it's them bugs. Them, that's scary, bro. He got to live up to that shit, bro.
You know, I'm not trying. I don't want to compare him to LeBron because that's hard for anybody to live up to. Right. Can nobody live up to that nigga, bro? I'm comparing him to
KD. Had to go to the Warriors to do it.
You know what I'm saying? Unrelated, but true. I often take opportunities to kick KD, but I'm growing up. I have no reason to do that. All right, so look, realistically, right? Who y'all think his NBA comparison is going to be? Like somebody that you think that, like, and be honest, bro. No glaze, bro.
Jrue Holiday.
I was about to say that. That's the only.
That's glaze, bro.
I think if he can't score, he'll just end up like
Avery. Andre Roberson. Andre Roberson. Yeah,
that's crazy. Wait, who are you talking about?
Like Bronny, look, Bronny projection, like an NBA player projection, like who you think he could play like? Yeah, I said Andre Roberson. Tomo Chavaloso was actually a defender. He was eyed on offense. He wasn't great. But Andre Roberson. Offensive back 0, but hey, he could play some defense. Jrue Holiday is a stretch. Jrue Holiday 6-5, okay, 2-time NBA champion.
I think Bronny got his father defense aspect. You feel me? He know how to play defense, bro.
His defense already better than his father's, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. He could just start blocking shit. He don't got to shoot. He can leave that up.
Be a solid lockdown. He could just be a playmaking lockdown.
Right.
Because to be a playmaker, you have to in this league. You gonna have to be able to shoot, bro. They ain't gonna respect your playmaking if you can't shoot.
He's gonna be good, bro.
Just like 2K, bro. If I got a player, I had a player who played defense and playmaking and can't shoot.
He can't do no worse than PJ Washington, bro. So I think he would be fine, bro. I promise.
Yeah, he can definitely do worse than PJ Washington, bro.
No.
PJ Washington just lost his face. He just went to the finals, bro. Bronny may never go to the finals, bro. What are you talking about?
They're going to the finals. Listen, man. Bronny like, no, this is what I'm about to do.
So you're saying Bronny has the potential to be a starter on a finals team?
Bro, oh, hell no.
PJ is a starter on a finals team. No. Don't pick and choose now. PJ is a starter on a finals team.
I'm just saying that he can do better.
Do you think he has that potential?
Yeah.
God damn it, I hate these.
I think y'all not playing a long game.
Right. He's still young. He went did 1 year of college, bro.
He only did 1 year of college. He ain't really developed.
So he gonna develop in that G League and then have his father on his back, bro. He gotta be.
Same thing with Wembanyama. But when he first did the summer league game, his first one, that boy looked lost. He even said it himself, like he ain't know what he was doing out there. Yeah, now look, that boy started the first. Like what? Couple games of the season.
Yeah,
he was doing okay the first like quarter. Then he started taking off once he got comfortable.
Can I please?
Go ahead.
Wimby was out of place because he played in a different professional league. He had to get used to our professional league. This kid has not played in a professional league. He's played a quarter of a year in college, and he was highly touted out of high school. But that's it, bro. Like
it's really crazy how he did get drafted. I ain't gonna lie.
Like he played like 30 games in college and like that shit cheated, bro. Like I don't care though.
Then he said he didn't get drafted, he was gonna go back into the transfer portal and go somewhere else.
I didn't know he said that. Right. They start making up new accomplishments for this nigga.
Yeah.
You can do a lot with your last name, James, bro.
Yes, sir.
Like, because I was
he made something lit though.
Like, statistically, bro, Michael Jordan's son did better in college. I'm not sure about high school, bro, but did better in college. Did
better than him that didn't get drafted, so I can't even. Can't even say that.
That's why I feel as though motherfuckers is really, yo, the summer league basketball been hella interesting all of a sudden, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
he...
And, like, I know it's halfway because of Bronny, but, like, watching these niggas is like watching AEU. They all hungry, bro. They trying to make shit happen, bro. Don't know none of their names. Oh, number 11 was just doing something, like, I promise you, bro. And plus, that's the only basketball on TV right now, bro.
Jack.
I can't wait until
WNBA. Y'all
want the WWE? Only when I be bored. I'm not gonna lie. Well, like, it's a big game.
I just keep up with the stats. That's me.
Yeah, like, if it's a big game on, I'll check it out, though, but it's usually not.
I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I don't watch that game, bro. I do watch basketball.
Yeah, I didn't hear what you said, though, but. So you don't watch it?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's a bad. There ain't no wrong with that, man. Like, anybody forced us to watch it.
I watch highlights.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, like, I get the average amount of WNBA input, like nothing like exceeding that. Like, unless it got Angel Reese or Caitlin Clark on or slapped on it somewhere, and then I'll check it out. Like the class that came in this year, which, as far as I know, a person who doesn't watch it is the best thing happening to the WNBA right now.
Yeah,
I have been fed more WNBA content in the last month than I have my whole life.
They're definitely
pushing it though, so I guess that's good. That's good for them. Like, they're getting that content out there, people are more engaged with it, more interested. It's just that y'all haven't caught this fish.
They actually did crazy,
like, if that makes sense. Like, y'all ain't caught this one yet. Okay, maybe one day, just not today. But shout out to the girls though, Caitlin Clark, shit, number one. All-Star Game votes. That's always that. That was like a week and a half ago. What's the other girl? Angel Reese. She's fake averaging a double double. This is a great time to be a WNBA player.
Word.
Right. Giggling, say something. Speak. If it ain't, it ain't.
It's only for you, bro.
Nah, I just want to see the transition to the league. That's all I really wanted to see. And from what I see, I think they're doing pretty good. I don't think none of them is like actually. I think they actually lived up to the hype.
I ain't gonna lie, there's some shooters out here though. This is what Arielle Atkins, she averaging 36.
What team do you play for?
Play for Washington. I don't know what the other part of that is. Washington, whatever. I ain't gonna lie, shit. No, I know she averaging 17 rebounds. God damn. Aaliyah Boston averaging 16.
Yeah, they balling right now.
There is, though.
Balling. They had like 17,000. They packed out. They almost filled up every seat at that arena.
Yeah, it's crazy. They got everything. Can't park.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. These new rookies, they definitely putting some.
They coming in. No, they coming in making an impact, though. Yeah,
for real. What she say? She dogging her. Can't take the dog out of me. She dogging him.
That's crazy, bro. Brittany Griner. Is this point? Why did Brittany Griner come back to the WNBA, bro? She's retired, bro.
Right.
I think
she like averaging like 17 or something like that. 17,
that's not terrible.
It's not. She averaged like 9 rebounds. She a dude now.
Nasty when she first came in. When she first came in the league, she was nasty.
Last year, right?
I ain't gonna lie. That's when I really started watching the WNBA heavy.
Yeah. When Brittany Griner was, I seen it when she was in college.
Yeah, but before she got locked
team,
up.
That Mercury team. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. They was wilding.
I think that kind of fucked up too. Yeah, he was in there for a minute.
They had the gulag for almost a year, bro.
Yeah.
That should have fucked anybody up. He was in the shower giving call outs.
Over some Lay's cooking oil. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. Wait, what?
He got locked up over some Lay's cooking oil.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, do feel as though, like, going back to Bronny, though, real quick. I do feel as though it's unfair for, like, even me to have all these criticisms, because I don't got this much criticism over Norman Flair. Like, I know it's unfair, but his name is Polarizer. It ain't my fault. Blame your dad, bro. Like, he gave you that name. Now we going to talk about you, bro. Like,
Max,
this is like...
Your dad put a chip on your shoulder. I'm not going
to hold you. Yeah, bro. He should have thought this shit through, bro, because now I'm going to look at everything.
You should have been like, a coward or some shit.
This nigga's butt, like...
he got it, man. I think he's gonna definitely do something.
Like, wait.
I can't wait till Bryce get in the league. If he get in the league,
yeah. Bryce a dog.
Bryce goes to
Bryce is a dog. Hey, I ain't like saying Bronny ain't a dog neither, bro. But he Bryce like show is like, bro.
No, Bryce like 6'6" now, though, bro. He gonna be some shit. Like, he gonna be a flyer, bro.
Yeah, Bronny, you got time, man. Bronny,
but look at us though, bro. We already put expectations on this kid, bro. Like, is it us that's the toxic part of this shit, bro? Like,
that's crazy,
bro. Like, give him. We do think he's gonna be nice, but like, it's us who hyping this shit up.
We're right. Like, what if he just want to make songs? Like
right. What if he want to be just an engineer?
Nah,
or some shit, like,
that nigga want to play basketball, bro.
Yeah, I guess it was 6'6" at 14.
Them niggas won't play. He's the kind and one type shit. He ain't worried about none of that. He a dog.
I mean, look at Deion Sanders. He got two kids to play football, and he got one that's doing marketing.
That came later on in life.
All right, but look, right? Isn't he still just more famous than him?
Yeah.
Who?
Deion Sanders.
Yeah, Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
The same thing with LeBron. He's just more famous than this guy.
Yeah.
No, but his son's been living up to it. Because
of what? His son is popular because of what?
His name. Him, though. Yeah.
His name.
Who do you think taking on Atlanta, though?
Oh, his father all day.
No. Whose son is taking more slander? LeBron. Name? Bronny?
Oh, yeah, LeBron.
Or Shador?
Nah, no,
Bronny. Because his son showed up, though, so they stopped talking about him. Like, his son started making big plays and shit, so.
Yeah. Like, your dad is one of the GOATs. Like, and he goaded you into the NBA. He about to be under a microscope. That's why I think it's going to be too much pressure for him to actually succeed.
Yeah.
We have already set the standards so high that everything he does is going to be a failure.
It's
unfair.
He actually had a good game.
But look, if he's a good player, we'll be like, you ain't no LeBron James.
If you're not number two on the scoring list by the time you retire,
like, it's nasty, but like, that's true, bro. Like, your dad gave you that name and he used his name to get you in the NBA. Like, bro, you got to work your way out of his shadow. Like, I wish he would have just let him do it. Organically. Don't force him in. Fine, let him get drafted wherever he go or not. And then you just got to play another year, though. Because now you thrust him in there on your good name. And he got to stand on his own now.
Yeah.
He do got to stand on his own. I think
who's to say if LeBron really ain't pulling no strings to get him to the Lakers, who's to say that another team won't have picked him up?
Okay, that's why I said LeBron would just have to play another year and go give up his player option and go sign with another team.
LeBron James.
He said he was willing to go wherever his son went.
He get nobody there, bro.
Honestly, LeBron, this could be his last year. I just think he just wanted to do this. It's like almost like I'm passing it to you. I'm out.
LeBron, no, he got 2 years now.
Yeah, but that mean he can retire whenever he want, bro.
That nigga LeBron,
you know what's coming in 2 years.
I don't know.
He said he's gonna play this.
Then he goes, look, so that means LeBron gotta be nice enough in 2 years to be able to leverage a team to draft his son.
Yep.
But Bryce in 2 years could possibly get drafted too.
He's about to bring the whole three.
This shit about to be nasty, bro.
Be crazy, bro.
LeBron gonna be, he gonna have bionic neutrons stay in the league until Zuri hit the Zuri gonna hit the
wait, league. Is Bryce in high school?
I don't know Bryce's grade, to be honest, but
he's about to be a senior.
Got that dog in him.
Nah, he might.
We gotta see how Bryce is doing.
He might be a senior now. He might have graduated. No, he ain't graduated.
His senior year coming up this year.
Okay.
You say he might have graduated. He might be already. Yeah, he might be in college right now.
I think. You won't be his agent, bad as hell, bro.
Hold on, where the head coach?
Let me get him to school. Yeah, I don't know. I think trying to play with the second son is kind of crazy, bro. Your knees gonna turn into powder, bro. Like you pushing it too far.
How old is LeBron?
LeBron is already. We about to be 40, I think.
Hey,
yeah, 39.
You better be 40 this year.
About
to be 40. That nigga is wild, bro. Like
big 40.
So I think that so do y'all think LeBron wants something, bro? For real?
Nah, bro. Yeah. He just put a lot of work.
He just
in
got the
body,
money
bro.
To take care of his body.
Yeah, but
he's like, hey, he's smart.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, I do believe all of those things, but I just think like he just hit the genetic jackpot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, like, not only is he genetically gifted, like physically, but mentally, bro. Like from what they say, he got a near photographic memory, bro. Like talk about like a player that's so good, he'll know the play that you're doing just by the way y'all setting up.
Yeah.
God damn, bro.
Think about all the teams and different offices he probably seen. So he probably already knew, like, yo, I know exactly what they finna do.
Yeah, he done seen. They done threw so many schemes at him. It's just like, bro, I know all of these players. Bro.
They probably know. He played with mad coaches in the NBA.
Like, so he been in the league so long that niggas have been drafted and retired before he actually ever left.
Huh.
Like,
niggas been born.
Who just retired? Who just retired? This is Jay, you stupid.
Kemba Walker
got drafted after LeBron and retired before LeBron. Like, and he had a 12-year career, bro. LeBron just overstepped that shit on both sides, bro. And then produced more than Kemba Walker the whole time.
Yep.
Like, bro, that's what, bro? What is that? Like,
bro, that sounds crazy.
Like, talk about giving the skills out evenly, bro. Like, oh my God, bro. Like, Steph Curry, bro. Nigga, his best shooter ain't he good at golf, bro? Like, damn, bro. Spread the skills. That's a lot of us players who don't got nothing, bro. Like, he said, give me a jump shot, a crossover, no athleticism. Like, I'm supposed to survive one of these jokes. That was it.
Where he did. He didn't play in a golf tournament a couple years ago.
Yeah, bro. Like,
yeah, won that shit.
So that nigga hit a hole in one. I was like,
"Bro, I say he hit a hole in one, bro."
That nigga accurate as fuck, bro.
Accuracy on two S plus, bro. Accuracy S plus. Well, honestly, I hope Bronny have a very. I hope he have a good career, man. I ain't hating on him. I just don't see what y'all see. I don't see the potential y'all see.
How y'all think we gonna do in the Olympics?
We should stay in room for real, bro.
Nah, them niggas balling. They're just getting warmed up.
We got a bunch of old niggas, bro. What's the name?
Niggas getting warmed up.
Oh, no.
They got AE, bro. They got AE, bro. That's a wrap. That's all they need.
I do think this is going to be good for a lot of those players going into next season. Because, like, I feel as though they be more injury prone when they take hella time off. The niggas staying in basketball shape, like, all the way through to the next season is definitely going to help a lot of those players to stay in basketball shape. They ain't going to have that cool down phase. Boston gonna be on some shit.
I think this is good for the younger guys that's on the team, just to be around all that.
Cooper Flag too, because he out there hooping with.
I told y'all, watch out for him, bro. He
hooping with them too, like.
Yo, look at his highlights, bro. He be really dominating shit, bro. He gonna be a number one prospect.
Yeah, he is.
I don't even know who that is. I ain't gonna lie.
Cooper Flag, no, it's just like, I think like 6'8 white boy. Nah, he a bucket.
He do everything. Everything.
Was he the first round first pick?
No, he didn't.
No, he in college this season coming up. So yeah, after he gonna be in the next draft because I think he what, first year of college coming up?
Yeah.
I'm
gonna do like Jason.
Wait, y'all say he's balling with Team USA?
Yeah, like you know they be letting some of the younger guy. I think he's like 17 right now, bro.
Right. Oh, he again, balling bro. With them, like he keeping up.
No, bro, he balling with them. So even KD was like, bro, he said like he on the floor like he a vet, like he know what he doing out here. Like,
yo, he gonna have some potential. There's a high schooler that plays for IMG Academy. He's taller than Wembanyama. I need like 7'6".
Oh wait. Speaking of which, bro, I don't know he's talking about. Homeboy Connect, right? Jay, Charmander, you all right? Good, bro. You geeking down here.
Yeah.
Duke might get a ring because he's going to Duke.
It's crazy. What's the nigga Connect that the Lakers got? I don't know what I'm talking about now.
You talking about the small forward or something like that?
Yeah, Connect. That was a step, bro. What's the Chinese homie that the Asian player that got drafted? He playing for somebody, summer league team right now. He a big man. He got post moves. Oh, I gotta look him up. I was just watching him earlier.
Yeah, put me on. Yeah, some funny ass niggas, bro. That's what I got.
What's so funny?
Booga, booga, booga. Y'all niggas fucking hell, bro. I swear to God.
What?
What did he say?
He said, la, 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 la.
Wow. So wait, speaking of basketball, what y'all think about Wemby with Chris Paul this upcoming season, bro? Chris Paul definitely done, but I
think he could give
He could teach him a lot though. Yeah, he could teach him a lot. He could master the pick and roll with somebody.
He's about to open up the bag now.
Right, he's gonna be catching lines from the free throw line, bro. Like,
Chris Paul don't gotta do nothing. He just gotta pass, be assist.
Like, am I fan too loud?
No, I don't think so. Chris Paul about to have 37 assists a game, bro.
Right.
That'll be tough though, because Chris Paul has legit made every team he played for better up until the playoffs.
Yeah.
The playoffs, that should just fall apart.
And that's what I think Victor could have just, all right, I got you, bro.
He could be ready to take over second season in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bro, anything is possible these days, bro. I didn't see A.A. was taking his team to the West Finals. But it didn't really happen.
That was tough. He started wilding.
I ain't see Luka going to the finals either, bro. The motherfuckers, they overachieve like a motherfucker. Only team we did know that was gonna go was probably Boston after how they played, but it was definitely an interesting season.
Only if the Knicks would have just beat them.
Yeah, man, the Knicks is riddled with injuries, bro. They is never going. They had a good run though. I'm surprised Jason Brunson didn't get more money. I got like 3-year, 160. I was like, where?
Yeah. Right.
Like,
he revitalized that whole basketball.
Right, bro. Like, he brought some niggas back from irrelevance, bro. Like,
he took that pay cut because he wanted the team to stay together.
I guess so, but like,
they barely got a team.
That's just what I saw. I was like, yeah, what team they had?
They must be about to make a play on somebody.
Yes, I hope so, because like, everybody healthy. They could make a run. They was definitely playing good. Josh Hart turned out to be a great ass fucking running mate for him.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up with all this Jason Tatum slander? Yo, why niggas don't fuck with this man?
He did that to himself, bro.
I see so many people clowning this nigga now.
He did that shit to himself, bro.
He said, "Jason Tatum, the champion." He said, "Yo, you good, my boy?"
So the moment he started comparing himself to Kobe, he just lined himself up for all this like hate, bro.
Right, bro.
For all the Kobe glaze, like, we all like Kobe, bro. You not Kobe, bro. Don't text him after. You text him after he died, bro. That's so like, what did you do, bro? Like,
I know he did that.
Like, so I got you today, bro. Like, and then lost, bro. Sorry, Kobe. I wish I was in the game, bro. The hell? That nigga's ass.
He's holding on purpose.
Yeah, bro. Like, nigga butt, bro. As soon as he takes Kobe, the script writer's like, all right, watch this. Bro, Kobe and Tess, bro. You know what it is.
Had Luka coming out 5 threes in the first half, bro. Them niggas are so
honestly, bro, I don't know. I feel like the Celtics overall have been getting slandered, though, because, like, why not pick up Brown over Derek White when Kawhi went out?
That was a stupid move.
Right. Like, Derek White, nice, but, like, he not Jaylen Brown, the reigning finals MVP. Like,
They've been holding Jalen Brown for a minute.
Like, but I feel as though they've been holding both of the, like, the one and two. Like, they hold Tatum on the in Finals MVP, and they hold Brown on the Team USA appearance. Like,
they said that what's his name? Jalen White.
Derek White, yeah.
Derek White, I don't know why I said that. Derek White, they said that he's just like another Kawhi Leonard. He's a mediocre.
His defense ain't that good. Like, it's a great value, Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. I was like, damn. Yeah.
Bro, but like Jalen Brown defense is better than that niggas anyway. Bro. He closer to Kawhi Leonard than this guy is. But
yeah, I would say that too. I
just don't think they wanted the Celtics to overwhelm the team. But like, yeah. It's only room for that duo on one team, bro. You know who it's gonna be. King, AD and LeBron.
Yeah, why didn't they do that, though?
Because they wasn't gonna put another duo on the same team. That shit was gonna constrict it. Because like we all know LeBron is the fucking team captain of this team. Bro.
Yeah.
They're not gonna pile up no other team besides people that's gonna listen to LeBron. Because if you put too many Celtics and they're the champs, niggas gonna start thinking like they need to listen to them.
LeBron run the league.
Nah, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Them niggas all stand around LeBron. He looked like he big bro. And them niggas be just sitting there listening like,
taxi.
Like, that's how you know a nigga respect it.
You know what I'm talking about when I talk? All right, yeah. Okay, let's do it.
That's the best players in the NBA. American players anyway. All the best players in the world pretty much are all looking at him like, yo, all right, how we do this, bro?
Nah, Steph helped him do the too. He definitely helped.
Yeah, but Steph never really had great Olympic success, bro. Like, have you ever heard a stat line of Steph's in Team USA play?
No.
Like, honestly, no.
At that time, what's the name was playing? Kobe.
It wasn't. Yeah, Kobe.
Kobe.
He said Kobe.
Kobe, nigga.
Nah, yeah, like, I don't know. I've never seen Steph really, like, show up big enough or even play for that matter. I don't even know if he played in the last one. But they was in the middle of their finals run, so maybe they just didn't play, like.
Nah, but they, I don't know. Other things was balling. That's why they didn't even play, though.
I don't know, but fucking France is scary, bro. Like, Gobert and them.
Gobert and Wembanyama?
It's playing different for their country, bro. Like,
oh my gosh, bro. This nigga's going.
That's just scary as hell. Like, oh, niggas got to shoot, bro. That's the only way you're going to win. You're not going in that paint for real. It ain't happening down there.
Greece been tweaking, too.
Nah, yeah. Greece definitely got some.
That nigga ain't play like that in the playoffs, bro. Sold on. Oh my god damn.
Yo, why? Because he had Cat next to him in the playoffs. Now he got Wemby, he got the real Frenchman. Boy, them niggas out here with French fries. French fries. Tall ass French fries.
During the season, he got that. Yeah, hi.
Motherfucking funny, like, balling now. I'm looking at this shit like, why they had this energy in the regular season? Like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, them niggas countrymen, bro. They want to win for their country. Fuck this
shit. Yeah, they playing with people from their
country. They play with pride, like. They over here to get a paycheck, bro. They know this is where the money is.
Yeah, it's just like money over here, bro.
That's why Joker and Cheech just treat like a job.
You see this nigga Joker, bro? He was, yo, bro.
Nah, he was throwing the shit out of Wimby, though. They lost, but he was throwing the shit out of Wimby, bro.
He was playing
aggressive. Who else on that team with him?
He said, excuse me.
Right, bro. I don't know who else on Serbia, but
where's Luka at? Is Luka playing?
Luka played for his. He played for Slovenia.
Slovenia, yeah.
Niggas don't play for the same team, brother. That'd be powerful as hell.
Nah, that'll be too powerful. That's why they need one another. Just one another.
Script writers, when they wrote these niggas, they typed these niggas into the code. Like, no, don't put them together. What are you crazy, bro? Like, trying to blow something up. Because look, you seen them two in the All Star game? Niggas was having too much fun, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
They
need to be on the same team, bro.
Two chubby white dudes that's nice out here just playing around, bro. Nah, you can't have that.
I wish niggas in the NBA would be like, I got enough money. Now it's time to win a ring. I take a pay cut and go play with. You know what I'm saying,
some people do that, like, but I just feel as though, like, for a lot of these guys.
It's just business. You know what I'm saying?
It's just business, bro. Some people really got that heart of the game. Like, you know who the people who really like chasing their legacy, like LeBron. LeBron, yeah. You know, Kobe, you know, Steph, like even KD to a certain degree. But some guys, they just here to get big money.
Right.
They don't love the game. They just love that they're like they blessed, so they just harnessed it.
Like and Tobias, like who? Tobias Harris?
Nah, Tobias Harris not. Yo, Tobias Harris is another player who get hella slander for no reason.
Like, nah, didn't he make like over 300 mil so far?
Yeah, he made a lot of money because he had a good season and he got a big contract, but then that shit fell off a cliff.
What about Mr. Simmons?
That him too. He lied to us for like 3-4 years and then he stopped lying and then we've just hate him now. I wonder is he playing for Team Australia? They probably ain't want that nigga like now. Nah, we seen what you did there, bro.
Go heal. Finish healing.
Yeah, all that boy needed was a jump shot, bro.
Son, he has so much upside, but he never worked on his game, bro.
Like I said, they're here for that paycheck.
Talk about wasting potential, bro.
Skinny in the offseason, but then go back to being fat.
Right, bro. He be having fun jet skiing, jumping off mountains and shit in the summer.
Just start wearing suit all offseason.
Honestly, I feel as though Luka with a little more padding on him is the way he his best though, bro. Cause he get to really throw these little guards around, but he's still too fast for bigs. That should give him a little.
He's like literally the perfect build.
Yeah, like his build not based on speed; it's based on cunning. Like I don't gotta outspeed you, but you gonna move it. I'm gonna slow you down. That's what I'm gonna do. Like,
nah, that's crazy. He was treating Rudy Gobert, yo. Yeah, bro. Did not like that boy. I swear he did not like him, bro. Who I've been for? Jane Hardy. He tried to give Luka the ball when Gobert was in front, and Luka gave it right back. Like, yo, you better take him. That shit was funny. I ain't gonna lie. He do not like Rudy,
yeah, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. If I was 6 foot, like Rudy is 6'1". I mean 7'1". If I was 7'1", bro, that shit is. Shit is demonic, bro. I would be Shaq, bro. I would be putting niggas in the rim, bro. If I was 7'1", right? Like this. If I had a crazy growth spurt like an NBA nigga and I had time to harness my size, bro, I'm telling you, bro. You have played me. I could throw most niggas around at this height. If I was 7'1", bro, I would legit be in the NBA, bro. Even if I was ass, I would just be big enough to grab rebounds and hurt.
Yeah, that's all I need.
You can't teach height, bro. That's why Rudy Gobert ass, because he just tall. He does change the way people play like offense around his paint presence, but like Victor is big and skilled. That's the difference. He's big and skilled. You see the difference between there's a drop off between Rudy and him. Rudy defense get him here, but this nigga Wimby got defense and offense, bro, and youth. Like I'm off the screen with this hand, bro. Like, like it's the upside is crazy, bro. Like, and he didn't give the NBA COVID, bro. Like the fuck is the upside is tremendous, bro. Rudy don't got no signature sneaker, bro. He don't even got a signature French fry.
Oh, fucking bubble right here.
Yeah, bro. Fuck Rudy Gobert. that's what I'm naming the episode, bro.
That's why Draymond was ready to choke that nigga out.
Yeah, the episode will be called "Fuck Rudy Gobert."
That's crazy.
No,
that nigga choked out.
Yeah, bro. I do got. We about to, but since we're on basketball, I got something I want to ask y'all. Right, I've been seeing this little thing floating around right here. Right, it's gonna cover some of y'all up. So, too bad. This right here, bro. Which team do y'all think is going to come out on top of this?
The bottom team?
That's tough, bro.
Yeah, that bottom team is too shifty.
Bro, listen.
Hold on.
Shaq cannot. Shaq can't stay with Jokic.
What?
Wait.
Put him in the middle. I want you to see my face when you do this.
But Jokic understands he can't go in the paint with Shaq. So he's gonna take him on. He gonna keep him on the perimeter.
Is that out of shape?
Shaq is going to lock that shit up.
Is that out of shape, Shaq?
No, everybody is in a prime, bro.
No, everybody's
in a prime, bro.
At least. Only prime.
Who's taller, Giannis or Tim Duncan?
Giannis, but.
Who's stronger, Giannis or Tim Duncan?
That could go either way.
Right. Bro, nah, listen. The only thing I say that's going to win that KD and that, what's the nigga name?
Larry Bird?
Yeah, bro.
Larry Bird going straight.
Bro, Larry Bird. Larry Bird is a bucket getter, bro.
Yeah, no,
he more than I, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm taking the bottom, but I'm only really scared of Kobe and Shaq.
That's it.
Nah, not even that. No, look, this is what I'm gonna say.
Y'all don't know who Jordan is.
Larry Bird can't shoot threes.
Who said
Larry Bird can't shoot threes?
Yeah, mute him, bro.
Right now. The nigga that's coming up. Black.
Him, bro. He don't know what the fuck he's talking about, bro.
Larry Bird was
a sharpshooter, bro. Nigga has won 3-point contests, bro. What are you talking about? Like,
yes, but I feel like his release is kind of off.
It don't matter, bro.
And Kevin Durant is tall, bro.
So Larry Bird, like 6'9". What are you talking about? Little?
Kevin Durant is
all right. And y'all ain't see Larry Bird was really laying niggas doing.
So Larry Bird was really like that, bro. Like he ain't no nobody, bro. Like KD nice, but it ain't gonna be no walk in the park, bro.
I ain't say that, but who you think is gonna get the upper hand?
I don't. I'm gonna tell you something I don't like though. I don't like Mike and Kobe on the same team.
Yeah, that shit.
Yeah,
they both ball dominant isolation guards.
They're gonna literally play the same, bro.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
fuck with Michael Jordan, so that's
gonna be a mirror match.
He's gonna lock that shit up. I think, yeah, it's over, bro.
Yeah, Prime LeBron can lock up one of them, right? But can Prime Curry lock up the other one?
I mean, you could let one person get a good game.
Because Curry not locking up Mike or Kobe. It's not happening.
But you can let Kobe have a good game and play good defense on the rest.
But the thing is, I know Kobe and Mike got defense, but they ain't never had to play against Steph Curry for what Kobe did.
Exactly.
And he even called it for Kobe.
This nigga Larry Bird only averaged 1.9 threes a game, bro.
Cause he come from an era where they didn't shoot a lot of threes, bro.
Which I make it seem like, I mean, I get
he was a 3-point shooter.
I'm not saying
he shot 37% for his career, bro.
KD on that. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, all right, yeah, because he's a modern era player. They incentivize him to shoot more threes, but it's not a 3-point shooting contest, bro.
KD on that defense line.
Fundamentals of Tim Duncan and what Larry Bird be doing sometime on them passes, that's gonna fuck up a lot of that defense, bro.
Yeah, bro. Tim Duncan has won defensive player of the year, but the paint ain't sweet, bro.
Why they got son?
Everybody
KD
on the bottom.
I'm not taking that kid.
I think they're just using current.
Because
everybody on the bottom row can shoot. It's gonna be a problem.
Everybody in the top row can shoot except Shaq.
Tim Duncan
smashing. Tim Duncan mid range shooter.
Yeah, I'm about to say they got more. Shaq, I don't know,
bro. Yeah, but like honestly, it's nobody on the whole court that's stopping Shaq, bro.
Nobody's
stopping Shaq. But nobody's stopping LeBron either, bro. Like nobody, bro. Like maybe Tim Duncan can play help, yeah, but he gonna bulldoze Mike and Kobe.
I don't know that shit.
Giannis gonna have a good game, bro. I mean, if they switch Giannis,
it's a non-shooter on both sides.
Giannis
ain't no shooter.
But KD and Steph, they gonna get buckets, right?
But Giannis can shoot, bro. That's what I'm saying. He's not a shooter. He's not a shooter, but he can shoot. I'm saying.
And KD,
I don't know Giannis dunking on Shaq. I don't know. Shaq might give Giannis some work. I don't know.
And I believe Giannis can dunk on Shaq, but it ain't gonna be as easy as dunking on these regular niggas from today. No, Shaq big, bro.
He's throwing that boy around, bro. He got too much.
He's
body
too strong, bro. He's gonna throw him around, bro.
Shaq
gonna clothesline him next time. And then you still gotta worry about Tim Duncan, bro. Defensive player of the year, Tim Duncan. Like,
but Jokic can shoot. If Jokic.
And listen. We know that, bro.
But anyone on the bottom row can have a.
But you know what it is? I'm about to break it down on another level, right? who's gonna run a point on the bottom row? Because it's only one.
No. I ain't gonna lie, they got a lot of niggas that can pass that lock.
It's only but that's the thing though, right? Because Curry is the only person that I could see being a spot up shooter on the bottom.
Actually, you can
KD could do that.
KD one season, they average 11 assists a game.
Curry could go okay. Yeah, I believe he can run the point, but the best player to run the point on this team is going to be LeBron, bro.
Yeah, because Curry could easily come up
and pick and roll. He's going to give it to Curry, though. He's going to give it to Curry.
He could easily come up and pick and roll, pop it.
Hell no, Jokic's going to set them big body screens. Curry,
exactly. And Curry,
he's going to let them run the corner. Curry's going to get that ball. Curry's going to have that ball.
Like the top row, the top row does not have a point guard.
Yeah.
We don't.
They don't have like a floor general. They got like nobody.
Kobe won't be the point. Well, really, no. He can bring up the ball.
Kobe,
he can, but
that was the 90s.
So, both of them niggas is like both pure scorers, bro. That's what they the archetype would be. They scorers. Yeah, they can pass it. No, the bottom has at least two high level point guards, bro. Like for real, they got LeBron and Jokic, and third place is Steph, who can still give you like 7 assists on a good night. So, but he can also be your secret weapon on all offense and just catch and shoot, run them niggas around the floor all night.
Yeah, all right, Giannis is faster than both of them niggas, bro. Giannis can just come down the court, Curry alley,
bro.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know.
Giannis faster than them, bro.
I got bottom,
bro.
Yeah, I already said that.
I got bottom, bro.
Bless you.
Thank you. I gotta take modern room.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. The only people I'm really truly scared of, I mean, it's not to discredit nobody else, but the only people I'm really truly scared of is Shaq and Kobe.
Son, and like the bottom row, the only person under 6'7" is Curry. Everybody else is big and fast, bro.
Like, Kobe 6'5".
Yo!
Jordan 6'6".
But these prom players.
Look, as prime as Mike is, right? You got to give him Miami LeBron, but he was hawking shit down. He was the fastest, most dangerous player on the planet.
Yeah, no, thank you, though.
Shit that they was pulling back in the day, bro. That old school shit not working.
That shit can pluck.
Unanimous MVP.
Nobody said Shaq was the
one. Wait. You got MVP year KD. You got finals MVP Giannis, same year he won Defensive Player of the Year. You got two-time MVP Jokic. Oh,
who would y'all switch on the top row?
I would switch Kobe.
Kobe for who?
A real point guard.
Iverson?
Nope, John Stockton.
Stockton, that's tough.
Nah, give me Magic.
It's still going to
No, Magic is good too, but Magic, I think Magic would need more high flyers because he run a fast-paced offense.
Yeah.
Stockton could really set up Shaq and Timmy all fucking night. Oh, they're going to have 2,000 assists, bro. Just throwing it over the top. Shaq moving everything.
I'm about to say, because if Shaq gets started, I don't
Chris Paul or something, somebody he could run a pick and roll down their throat with, like.
Prime
Chris Paul will be, instead of Kobe, that'll do damage on the top. It'll be a better fight, because they'll have somebody who can really orchestrate the floor like no other, bro.
That'd be tough.
Curry locking that shit up.
Nah, I don't think Curry his best season. He was an okay defender, but he wasn't locking nobody up. He was just playing good defense.
I think he was getting like one or two steals.
Yeah, like it was like he had an okay.
Yeah, he was locking up. You get those steals.
How would y'all feel about Kyrie switching Kobe and Kyrie?
I like it, but Kobe for me anyway. Kyrie's another scorer. I don't see him truly running a point to in a way that's going to move a team. I can see if he can't get the ball off, he's just going to try to score.
Listen. After this performance from the finals.
Yeah, don't bring him up in this conversation, bro.
But we said prime, though.
Okay, but, all right. But what's prime Kyrie in your eyes?
And he's not. He's final? Not a passer. Kyrie isn't a passer.
Yeah, prime Kyrie's a scorer, bro.
Cleveland?
Prime Kyrie's a scorer.
Yeah.
So it's just replacing one scorer with a honestly, this is controversial as fuck, but he may be a better scorer than Kobe. He more efficient. He got a deeper bag than Kobe. He more efficient than Kobe. But it's just, I don't know. He clutched too. Maybe it's not so controversial. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to disrespect the beam, but like Kyrie cover a lot of those bases, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck Tatum, probably like Kyrie. I mean, be like Kobe. The real Kobe that we got is Kyrie, bro.
Kyrie.
I wish they did have that one on one though.
That would have been sick.
Boy. That should, dog. That would have been so tough. Bro.
Yeah.
That would have been so tough. Bro.
But they kind of did when Kyrie crossed the whole USA team.
Nah, but like that conversation happened. They had a play where Kobe had blocked Kyrie because he was trying to dribble. He dribbled the whole shot clock out. Kobe still packed that shit at the end. Yeah. I think at that time Kobe would have gave it to him. Bro. Kobe
was too experienced. Y'all know why Kyrie did that that Team USA clip? Like, y'all know how it happened? Because I seen a video of Paul George explaining that he was like, bro, they was locking us up all game, bro. They was full court pressing all fucking game, bro.
Oh, and Kyrie had to step in.
Take the ball. He's like, I got it. Give me that shit. Whoop, 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 whoop. I'm like, damn.
Nah, he really crossed up the whole USA team.
All right. All right, look. That was actually tough, though.
All right, that's just... Kyrie
probably got the most embarrassing crossovers in, like, clips in the NBA, bro. Be having niggas stumbling, niggas be tap dancing, bro.
Right. Nah, I think
James Harden got some killers too, though, bro.
Nah, Jamal Crawford
got
some
shit, bro. Son, wait. You know who got some clips out there, bro? Rajon Rondo, bro.
Ah, a little bit.
At the rim, he be having niggas looking stupid, bro.
When he bought the fake behind the back pass,
yo, that shit used to break niggas
fucking up the league for a minute.
they thought it was a wizard, bro. Nobody knew how to guard that, bro. All right, I got another one for y'all, bro. Since y'all got so much, right? These gonna be a little bit more fun, all right? So have fun with these. All right? This is the next one. Would you rather clog the toilet at somebody's house and have to go ask them to help unclog it, or your car decline with a line full of people behind you?
Nah, I'm gonna take it, niggas know I got a shit, bro. You gotta get that shit out to.
I will never see them people again.
Yeah, I'll take the car decline. Yeah,
ever again.
I tell them niggas.
Ever again. I don't care.
But I'll never go to that store again.
I love you.
Like, you feel me? I trust you to take a shit in the house. That's personal for me. So, if that motherfucker, if I gotta come downstairs, like, y'all, bro,
fuck the toilet, bro. That shit not going down.
This is gonna be, I have to unclog that motherfucker.
I ain't see no plunger down there.
Yeah,
no, I ain't gonna lie, you might be right though, because I may never see those people again.
Never again.
Having to come out all embarrassed, like, yo, you gotta punch upstairs, bro.
What's the chances of somebody just walking down the shit like, oh, this is the nigga that card the claw. Look at him. Like,
this world is small. No, you really can run into a nigga again on some, oh shit, ain't you that same nigga
that broke ass nigga from what's the name?
Get the fuck out of here,
bro. Yeah, I might too, though. Like, cause that, yo, real talk, sometimes shit be skinny. I be in ShopRite, like, yo, I'm on a lot, bro. I kind of went overboard with this, bro. Like,
let me tell you about a story that recently just happened about Charles saying the world is small, right? This is nigga that stocked the bread at my job. He was like, yo, where you from? I said, Jersey. He was like, oh shit, I'm from North. I was like, I'm from Irvington. He said, bro, I graduated from Irvington High in 95. I was like, oh, shit.
Damn.
I was like, damn, bro, small fucking world.
I'd be like that, though. I actually met somebody who knows some of the same people that Deja know. I met this nigga down here. I'm just like, damn. I probably walk past you hella times, gang. Like, I ain't know. Didn't know it was you.
Hey, Munchie.
Yo.
You know, Chicho, he played basketball with Big O.
Big O.
The one that played basketball with everybody.
All right, fuck that. On another note. All right, right. Like, I don't know. If y'all don't like pancakes, fuck off, because they delicious. We got to get rid of six of these and keep three.
Three?
The double blueberry.
Three? No. Eat three.
The double blueberry, the double chocolate.
OTL is dirt.
And the chocolate strawberry.
Yeah, TJ Hill is dirt.
That's three.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, I still call it dirt.
I want to go to buttermilk.
Yeah, that's Sinistack, dude.
Oh, that buttermilk too classic,
bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Buttermilk, bro.
That buttermilk.
You got the buttermilk, then you got the double chocolate, and then you got the chocolate strawberry.
Ooh, but that double chocolate cream, nah.
I ain't never even had a chocolate strawberry before.
I think that's cheesecake. Buttermilk, cheesecake, and tres leches.
Shout out to AHA, bro, because they were the ones who put me on that show. I'm like, yo, what's this? Man, this shit different. Where's this one? Okay. I'm definitely keeping a buttermilk. Cheesecake one is a blessing, though, bro. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna go straight diagonal down, bro. Buttermilk, cheesecake, and trust leches, bro.
Nah, but that cupcake, that should be doing something too.
That should do. That should like it. It got fruity pebbles in it.
Bro. I like that.
That's why
right.
I'm gonna go with chocolate chip buttermilk and cheesecake.
Nah, that's valid. Valid.
I don't want no red 40, no blue 5, no none of that shit.
This nigga work with the FDA.
Look at it. Yo, you funny as shit, boy. Oh, and is somebody still picking?
That's it, bro.
Nah.
Damn, what's the pick?
Right.
Yeah,
I'm all right, you get to pick one from A, B, C, D, okay? You get to pick one from each lane, right? They from top to bottom.
Easy.
One from each lane. Listen. One from each lane for your barbecue.
It's blurry as hell on my side.
Well, for my plate, like my cookout plate.
Yeah, and that's all you can eat for the whole night.
Each column.
Oh, all right, let me get the
That's hard.
Let me get the burger.
I don't know. Wait. Hold on. Munchie. Wait. Stop. I'm wrong. Munchie, wait. It's from left to right.
Hold on. It's blurry on my side. I can't see it.
All right. Can anybody else see it?
Yeah, I can see it.
I guess
you're majority rule. That's crazy.
Let me get.
It's left to right. You go left to right on each one, on each lane.
All right, let me get the burger. Let me get the cornbread.
Let
me get the mac and cheese. And let me get the ice cream sandwich.
That's not ice cream sandwich, valid.
That shit. That's why everything else is
good. I think the ribs, the cornbread, the mac and cheese, and the cookie.
All that red for TJ, love that pork. Damn,
why they can't be beef?
Right,
word. Like,
you
love that pork. You know
what
you're talking
about. I'm
gonna
go
based
on the picture, you know, but it's
I'm gonna go classic, bro. Burgers. But I'm not eating cornbread at a cookout, bro. It's hot as shit. I'm money? Three sprites
now. If I give you my aunt cornbread, you eating that shit.
Bro. If you gave it to me outside, I will wrap it up in foil and take it in the house and eat it, bro. I'm not eating cornbread outdoors, bro. That shit seems crazy, bro.
I'm going
burger, watermelon. Who the fuck eats coleslaw?
What?
I'll eat coleslaw. Coleslaw dirt.
Watermelon bro. With it.
Bro, this watermelon and a cookout is legendary, bro.
That's pure cookout.
I'm gonna go mac and cheese.
Okay, smart man.
And I guess I'm gonna. I don't want to take the ice cream sandwich for you.
You're gonna
You gotta take the ice cream sandwich.
Like that's.
Wait, what you pick for the top row?
I picked the burger, classic, bro.
Burger.
Cookout, you gotta have a burger. Ribs is fancy. Burgers is that's regular cookout shit,
bro. That's what I'm gonna take, bro. I'm gonna take the ambassador wings.
I think it said chicken and watermelon.
Word up. And I'm going to do the ice cream sandwich. Fuck all the other shit.
Okay.
And the pasta salad, too?
Yeah, I take the pasta, bro. That shit.
Y'all, dude, that's nasty.
Right. Well, hey, that's right. Bro, wait. Hold on, real quick. If I switch pasta salad for potato salad, does that change anybody's list?
Nope.
I'm taking potato salad. I like a lot, but look, Munchie, you're not lying, bro. You're not lying. But it's something about potato salad outside somebody's backyard. It hit different when it's outside, bro.
That's what I'm saying about the
coleslaw. I don't know why it hit different outside. No, Deja, stop with that coleslaw shit,
bro. Bro, that's what
I'm about to kick you the fuck out of here. I will remove you from the stage, bro.
That coleslaw.
Like, yeah, if pasta salad switch with potato salad, I definitely switch.
This shit making me hungry.
Now, I'm going to show y'all the best.
Yo,
what
we throwing the cookout, man?
Look, this here we go. We got burgers. Then we got the coleslaw. Then we got the mac and cheese with the ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, I feel like coleslaw and mac and cheese not a great combo.
It is,
bro.
Now I fuck with coleslaw though. I ain't gonna say I fuck with it heavy, but I eat it.
Coleslaw be tasting so nasty.
Coleslaw is good on a sandwich.
Y'all don't know how to make that shit.
Bro, well, why don't you eat some shit called slaw?
Bro, because this shit is slawing, bro. This shit is
eating slaw, man. Like, what type of slaw?
Word, who the fuck ate coleslaw? Like,
niggas did not care about that shit, bro. Really. Oh shit, Jay, my fault. I got you on the next one, Jay. I ain't see that screenshot and send me that. No, yeah, I missed that. I was having fun. I got another one. Let's see if y'all ready for this one. Okay. Build your perfect breakfast. Jay, can you see this one?
Yeah, it's lit.
I bet. Build your perfect breakfast. You got $15, bro.
$15?
Easy. Pancakes, bacon, fucking.
No.
I don't really fuck with hash browns. I go with the sausage. It gotta be turkey. The fruit, and then hot cocoa.
Yeah, that's not bad though. That's not bad. I ain't gonna lie.
Let me get the French toast with the egg.
Right.
Let me get the French toast, the eggs. Let me get the hash bleezies. Let me get the
Oh, well, don't fail me. Don't fail me.
Let me get the OJ. No Simpson.
Okay. Hey, let me go, bro. I ain't gonna lie. That French toast be. That should be windy.
That shit might gotta be myself, bro.
Fuck that. Give me French toast. Give me the eggs. Take the bacon. I don't care. I'll probably be the only one. I'm gonna take the grits and OJ. Niggas don't like grits for some reason. I don't know. My niggas must have been slaves because nigga, we eat grits.
Nah, I used to eat them, but I ain't never really like them like that.
Somebody used to make me like people eat slap too though, but that should be like that shit turn your bowels into liquid, bro. That should be shitty as hell, bro.
Listen, let me tell y'all the best order for this right now, all right? Because y'all talking all this bullshit. You gotta go two orders of French toast, all right? Two orders. Cause like, I think
$10
of French toast.
Damn, nigga.
I need some fruit and that coffee or some OJ and I'm good to go.
You still got $2 left.
Oh, I got $2 left. Let me get another thing of fruit. Oh no. I do some grits. I like grits.
Double French toast, grits, fruit, and coffee.
Yes, sir.
I will get out of that.
I'm ready for the
he gonna be shit up a storm later.
French toast slap. I'm sorry.
Nah, I ain't do that.
Welcome to biscuits and gravy. Diabolical.
Nah, yeah. Right.
I don't want to take that shit, but I ain't never. I like biscuits. I just never had it with gravy before.
Nah, it's not bad. It's not bad. I just wouldn't pick it over the other two. Hash browns with ketchup, a little bit of salt, go crazy. You bugging.
To force that shit to us when I was a little kid.
Salty the spoon in that bathroom. She gonna be bad.
Who ain't go, yo?
I ain't go. I'm gonna go with the waffles.
Yeah, Jason.
I got the waffles. I don't know what type of day this is. Now I'm going with the eggs. Gotta get some eggs in here. So you go with the eggs, then you go with the hash browns.
My nigga.
With the fruit and then the OJ.
Why the hell
at the same plate? You just got waffles, nigga.
Waffles, 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 head ass.
That shit.
Not Eggo's though, but like the real yo, that hotel was where you grab the spoon and make your own shit right there.
All right, James, on you.
Let me get the pancakes. Mm-hmm. He said, "Nurse, you amazing." Right.
Where the oatmeal at though, bro? Like,
yeah, like what the fuck?
I gotta take that
biscuits and gravy off. Oatmeal right there.
Let me get pancakes, two order eggs, OJ, another OJ.
Nigga. Yeah, right. Double OJs.
Double OJ.
That's definitely a good mix up. I ain't thinking about doubling up because double French toast. Gonna paralyze me, bro. I'm being here froze up.
Right.
This is an easy one, but let's just reaching for nothing. All of these, which one of these niggas would you fight? And you got to take all of their assets if you trash.
Yeah, I'm taking Bill Gates. Bill Gates, out, easy.
Come here, Billy.
I'm taking that nigga knee out.
I knew it. Nah, but you bugging. He be in the gym, bro.
I ain't worried about none of that strong.
So you bugging? So Elon Musk like 6'2", bro. You sure you want to do that?
Nah, I think I might do Elon.
I'm doing Bill Gates, bro. I'm not risking it, bro. No. Oh wait, I forgot to say something. If you don't beat him up, you die.
Man, I'm choking that nigga out.
Oh, I know none of them picking a rock.
Nobody picking a rock.
I don't know why he in this picture.
This is a gimme right here, but like it's gonna be easily Bill Gates. I'm knocking him the fuck out, bro. Yeah.
This shit like on a scale of 1 to 5, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like this is from least dangerous to most dangerous.
Wait, I gotta all right. So say we gotta start with the one to the right. And you got to work your way up to get all the money of all the assets.
All of them. How
far would you think you'll get?
Second, because I don't. Elon Musk. I think I could beat him, but like, he not little, bro. Elon Musk type tall, bro. Like,
bro.
Oh,
Bill Gates is tall though.
Yo, Jeff Bezos about to pack him up. I had seen some footage of Elon Musk hitting the pads.
He's 6'2", bro. You better watch out, bro. He's not little.
He built like the Tesla car,
bro. Yeah, he's active, but he also could take damage, bro. He used to be a wrestler, bro. Bill Gates is 5'10", bro. Bill Gates is 5'10", bro. I'm taking Bill Gates.
Oh, yeah. How tall is Mark?
I'm not looking at it right now.
I think all the niggas like
Mark Zuckerberg. No, Mark Zuckerberg is smaller. He 5'7". He be training though. He 5'7".
Yeah.
Those first two, I'm cleaning them, bro. Just give me the same. It's back to back. They out of there.
Nah,
bro.
I'm going.
Elon Musk gonna be like,
"Aye." Elon Musk getting packed up too, bro. I'm not worried.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Like, all his life,
Musk. Bro. Yeah, Musk. I probably pack him up though because he's some tech nigga, bro.
If I make it past Musk,
bro, did y'all see this nigga throwing punches? His shit not there, bro.
Elon Musk will probably got Jeff Bezos. He be in a gym. He be doing like Muay Thai or some shit, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Jeff gonna pack Elon up, bro. Might
pack some up.
They were supposed to fight. I don't know what happened to it, but
Elon keep delaying that shit, bro. He don't want no smoke for real. You know that, bro.
Like, I'm richer than you, bro. I'm not about to embarrass myself.
I ain't doing none of that shit.
Right, that nigga Jeff, he was lean too, like.
Yeah, he ain't shaved. I seen all that, but I ain't worried about none of that shit.
Yeah, good. Nobody's taking a rock. Smart. This shit is a waste of time.
In the full Nelson.
Yeah, bro. He gonna the Rock is like 6'4", bro. He gonna shake you the fuck off like the fleas, bro.
Yeah,
then you gotta die, bro. That shit is not.
Yo, imagine getting in the every wrestling move in the world.
I look. This is an easy one right here, right? How would you rather die? Infinite paper cuts or piranhas?
Oh,
That's not, nah, that's not, how about you double it to the next person, infinite paper cuts or piranhas, bro.
That should be quick.
Piranhas, bro, they go, yo, that's gonna take a week, bro.
You're gonna feel everything up until they get to a major organ.
Bro, you're gonna go through shock instantly, bro. You're gonna die probably off the shock.
10 of them should start biting you.
They're gonna be chewing your ass up for like 3 to 5 minutes. You're gonna feel every last bit.
You're going to drown, so they don't have, it's not a big ratio
of your body that they're going to just chump off. They're taking
it. Too worried about not drowning, bro.
Let's take the piranhas from the actual movie, bro. Them niggas is nasty, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
In like 2 seconds, it was on to the next shit.
Nah, I think they're going to kill you like at least a minute. I give it a minute.
Bro, it's going to take a long time. Bro, listen, I had piranhas, bro. They used to eat a rat in like 3 minutes, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro.
Was the rat frozen?
No, it was red thawed out. I just put it in there like regular temperature.
They don't even matter if you're frozen or not.
Look, I only had 8 piranhas, bro. If it's a school of 100 piranhas that got to eat you, bro. 100
piranhas, imagine what they do to that.
I'm going in the second, bro. 100 piranhas, I'm going
in the second. It's going to start eating your body like a pencil sharpener, like automatic one. That shit going to start shaving you down, bro.
Bro, it's just going to be nothing but bones. This is going to see your bones just float to the bottom.
All right, fuck it. This is the last one, y'all. This is the last one right here. Right, let's see. I don't even remember what this one was. Oh, no, this is just light, right? Get rid of four forever. It's kind of blurry, but it's Chick-fil-A sauce, ranch, Polynesian, and whatever the fuck this last one is, which is probably off the list anyway.
Well, we got four with the nuggets.
Yeah, get rid of five sauces. Keep five forever.
Get rid of five sauces? Okay.
Get rid of spicy buffalo. Get rid of ketchup.
Wait, no, slow down.
Just
somebody else go. Five. Get rid of ketchup?
Love.
Get rid of ketchup, bro?
Bro.
Wait, are we talking about eating it with the nuggets?
Yes.
You get rid of the sauce forever, bro. For all things, bro.
Forever. Oh, yeah. Shit over there, bro.
Forever.
Yeah, it's forever, bro.
Well, I never had... What's them Chick-fil-A sauces?
You never had the Chick-fil-A sauces, bro?
For real?
Nah, I only had the first one, the 8. I never had that one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all them cheeses go in.
Polynesian
sauces? Oh, I don't know. Where did the Chick-fil-A at open, bro?
On 22, bro.
You dirt.
You better go to ShopRite and get your whole bottle.
Right, but he's selling in the store.
You dirt, man.
Yeah, bro.
You are dirt.
I'm waiting for them to drop a bottle of that sweet and sour sauce, boy.
Oh, they dropped that.
They don't have a bottle of that shit.
I will get rid of all of McDonald's sauces, bro.
That shit got high fructose corn syrup in that shit ass.
Oh my god, shut up.
That shit don't hit, bro. That shit.
I don't care.
The FDA employee. Mustard.
I'm getting rid of A, B, C, D, G. Keep all the rest, bro.
Damn, he said get rid of mustard. I like spicy buffalo.
Wait, do niggas even eat mustard?
Yes.
No.
On what?
On a hot dog. On a fucking burger and a hot dog.
On a hot dog. If you put mustard on a burger.
No, I like mustard on my sandwiches.
I'm not gonna lie. Mustard on a burger isn't that bad.
Bro, you don't put that on your honey and turkey? You don't put mustard on your honey and turkey?
No.
I put honey mustard, my boy.
You put honey mustard. Oh my, that is nasty.
Honey mustard.
What are you doing?
Dr. Sebi, we heard you, bro. Like, damn, you keep screaming high fructose corn syrup.
I'm getting rid of IJKG.
When you getting rid of Polynesian sauce?
Yep.
Wild, bro.
That shit is like... It's like sweet sour sauce. Son, listen, Munchie, it's like sweet sour sauce after it boxed with Wheeze.
Yeah,
That shit is like,
bro, that shit is not.
If I don't like sweet and sour, will I like Polynesian?
Yes, it's different, bro.
Nah, that Chick-fil-A sauce, that shit different, bro.
Chick-fil-A sauce hit, bro. I got a bottle of that shit out there right now.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A sauce definitely is.
And they got some honey mustard shit, but I can't find it. I might have to order that shit from Amazon.
I know a lot of niggas finna go shot like tomato.
I'm telling you, bro. I got a bottle.
I might make some dinosaur nuggets so I can eat some shit.
Yeah, I don't like McDonald's sauces, bro. I don't even like the. It was crazy, right? McDonald's ranch so dirt, it's not even on this list.
I would never do that. Who would do that? I don't need McDonald's sauces, bro. I just go for the sauces.
McDonald's sauces, yes, bro.
Because that tangy barbecue and that sweet and sour, bro.
That shit is dirt, bro.
It do something,
bro. You dirt, bro.
I don't know what you say, bro. That shit beautiful, bro.
Hey, Chick-fil-A.
Wendy's honey mustard is different.
Nah, fuck that. I got a not so controversial thing.
Sour sauce.
Wendy's has the single handed best drink in the fast food.
The strawberry lemonade.
The king of all kings, bro.
That shit dirty water, bro.
Bro,
this nigga is dirt.
That shit is dirty sink water.
I'm telling you, Wendy's.
Nah, I ain't gonna hold you, bro. McDonald's Sprite. I feel like you drinking
McDonald's Sprite like drinking TV static, bro. That should be painful.
McDonald's Sprite is like Russian roulette, bro. Because you don't know if you're getting salsa water or Sprite.
That shit tastes like coins, bro. Hot coins.
Sweet ass salsa water.
I don't know what's the difference. Like, they put twice the acid in that shit when they come out of the machine, bro.
I don't know.
They machines be turned up to God tier, bro. They should be burning a hole through the cup. Shit, probably, son. All right, well, I challenged somebody to this like a year ago, right? You think ice cold 20-ounce bottle of Sprite, right? Unopened. Ice cold too. You know the cold make them little bubbles for like razor blades.
Come on,
you think you could just open this 20 ounces and drink the whole thing without stopping?
No, you're gonna die. Everything's gonna stop working.
Like drinking a whole bottle of Sprite without burping at all, bro. Your farts is gonna be like the 4th of July, bro. That shit gonna wreck your body, bro. Oh, bro, that was a lot, Joe.
Wreck your body.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all seem to enjoy doing those at the end like that. So I'm gonna try to get.
I ain't gonna lie, that was fun. We gotta do more of that.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to find some more, bro. I'm just playing.
Yes, sir.
Because I was trying to get some shit that I feel as though like y'all and the viewers will enjoy. So. Yeah, I try to find some more, but like, don't be shy, people. Email us, send that shit to us on TikTok, Instagram, whatever. Y'all see any? Send it to the business chat, bro. We can discuss it in front of the people, man. But as we come to an end tonight, we want to say thank y'all for tuning in. For those who want to tune in, bro. All in One Podcast signing off, episode 4, season 2, man. We'll be back next weekend.
All in One, you're
peace.
Oh, you're good. Tell us, Dwayne. Look at him.
Right.